Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters. I host the midday show on KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle and at kexp.org. Feels like a while since I've done a podcast. Maybe it hasn't, but I'm itching to share some great music with you. A lot of new stuff today. Kevin Morby, one of my favorite artists from the last couple of years, used to be in the band Woods and been out on his own for a while now. And he has a new record coming out in 2016. And we just got a single from him recently to hold us over until we get some new music. So here's Kevin Morby now with the 7-inch called Moonshiner.
Some type of answer. the ghosts of what we've known. They only showed us the sad signs of our start without the growth.
Valley of that word.
I'm eagerly anticipating the debut album from Glasgow band Holy Esk. It comes out at the end of February 2016. You just heard the song Hex from that upcoming release. And Lomolo with the song Hold Light, the Seattle band finally releasing a second album. Very excited. Megan Grandel still at the helm. And you also heard Boston band Quilt. They have a new record coming out in February 2016 as well called Plaza, which they say is deeply indebted to the band's time on the road in 2014 and particularly the weeks they spent in Georgia. That piques my curiosity. I look forward to hearing the full record from Quilt. I'm a big fan, and you just got a peek at a song from the newest release, and that one was called Elliott Street. And Kevin Morby starting us off with the song Moonshiner at the top of that set here on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. Coming up next from a new album by Portland band Battle Me, also scheduled for release in 2016. It comes out in January. The new album called Habitual Love Songs. And from it comes this song, Shake Shake. It's Battle Me on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast.
You fall to the floor.
That is Young and Alive. The debut album from Philadelphia band Beach Slang is called Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. And again, you just heard a song from it called Young and Alive. That was Beach Slang. Heaters with a droney, dreamy song called Kamikaze from their debut album Holy Water Pool, that band from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Maserati, the Athens, Georgia band, been at it for about a decade and a half, and they fuse the past with the future on their latest album, Rehumanizer, forging elements of prog rock, metal, space rock, and robotics into a retro-futuristic collection of tension-building songs. Gosh, I love that Maserati tune. And Battle Me with Shake Shake. I'm Cheryl Waters. You've got it tuned to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. And coming up next, a band out of Brazil called Quarto Negro. Their album, Amor Violento, was produced by Brandon and Benjamin of the Helio Sequence. They were just big fans of the Helio Sequence, and they reached out to Brandon and Benjamin asking them if they might consider producing a record with them. And as it happened, Brandon and Benjamin were thinking they might like to start producing records. So it was the first one that they produced in their studio in Portland, Oregon. And from Quarto Negro here, now is the song Orlando.
We'll be right back.
Jumped into the world.
oysters and Earl Grey malts. Ocelot babies, but not bath salts. Harvest moon in the arms of a tree, which has been growing there for centuries. Bassoons, trombones, and French horn sections, bass clarinets, and string art collections. Owls and good socks when they do not match. Gilda, Kristen, Sherry, Tina, Amy, and Rachel Dratch. All these things, they're just disappointing. Rachmaninoff, Scriabin, Prokofiev, Dostoevsky, Bulgakov, Vysotsky, and Lev.
Francis Bacon and the Dolomites, ballet dancers with or without tights. Central Park on an autumn day will always be stunning and never cliché.
All these things are just you
For 15 years, Animal Collective's been rewriting the musical map, their lineup and aesthetic shifting with each release. And the next Animal Collective record, Painting With, comes out in February. And if that song, Floridada, is any indication, it's sure to be a glorious and energetic outing. That was Animal Collective with a brand new song. You also heard John Grant. The third solo album from the former frontman for the Czars is a moody blend of buzzing electropop, arty glam, funk, and stately ballads. That's what you come to expect from John Grant. And yes, that was Tracy Thorne of Everything But the Girl singing with him on that song, Disappointing. You also heard Your Young Body, the goth-tinged electropop band from Seattle with the song Smother, and Small Black out of Brooklyn with the song No One Wants It to Happen to You. That's from their new album, Best Blues. And Ra Ra Riot starting off the set, a new record coming out in February called Need Your Light. And you just got a peek at a song called Water, which is a collaboration with Rostam Batmangilik from Vampire Weekend. And actually, that wasn't the first song in that set. We started off with Cuarto Negro and the song Orlando. Thank you so much for tuning in to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I think we won't be here together again until 2016. I hope you enjoyed a bunch of great new music in this podcast, and I'll see you next year. Happy listening.